Ladies and gentlemen, would you be kind enough to take your seats? We'd like to get started with our strategy program. Once again, please take your seats, and if we can close the doors by the hallway, we would appreciate some help. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the what I believe is probably the last session for the afternoon before the cocktail parties begin. This is the ICANN strategic planning session, and for the purposes of the next minute and a half, think of me as Dr. Stephen Crocker. So, thank you very much for coming. I appreciate that this is quite late in the day, and it's great to have you all here. This session is to give the community an opportunity to share with the board, and some of the board are sitting up here because they're going to talk to some slides, and pretty much the rest of the board is down in the audience, to share with the board your ideas on ICANN's new overarching vision and five-year strategic plan. Now, most of you will know that a working draft has been posted for comment that proposes a new vision, reiterates ICANN's existing mission, and describes five proposed focus areas with goals. And at this stage of the development, ICANN is seeking general feedback as well as input on possible measurable outcomes. So the way this is going to work is that Therese is going to take us through some history and explain the process, and then a number of the board are going to talk to the particular focus areas, and we want your input and comment at various stages. Please feel free to come to the microphone at the front here and ask questions and provide comment. Teresa.
Great, thank you. Just to be clear, I'm not on the board, so just to avoid any confusion and additional responsibilities. So first, it's great to see people here and participating in this. I think the strategic planning process is really an essential part of any organization, and especially this organization that is a living organization. And as you know, hold on, we seem to have an issue with the slides. Can I have the doodad?
You may.
Okay.
That's the next one.
Voila. There we go. And as people know, this is a part of the ICANN process as well, and over the years we've tried to adjust it and incorporate feedback and input on how to improve this process overall. So this year's strategic planning process, which will conclude and then inform the operational and budget plan, started around the time of the ICANN meeting in Beijing. We have Steve. And there was an enormous amount of input and discussion and dialogue with the community. And I think this is a very important part, and I'm not going to repeat what's on the slide here. I think everybody can see that. I think what's really important is that the community had provided feedback in eight strategic areas between the time period of June and September. And this has now been collected, and what we're going to be discussing today is synthesized into a draft vision, a mission, and focus area goals. And this is where we'd really appreciate your input. And also a huge thanks to everybody who put the input into the process to date. And we hope that during this process we're also being responsive to how that input is being reflected. So with just quickly an overview, again, the strategic plan informs the planning details, and you'll see that slide there. For example, the prioritization, outcomes, resources, and in particular metrics areas where we've gotten feedback from the community. This is an important area, and you heard Fadi speak about it this morning. That also informs the operating plan and the annual budget. There's been some discussion about how the different dots are being connected. in particular also how the strategy panels inform the strategic planning process. We had a session which was very well attended right before this one, which focused on the strategy panels. But this chart shows how everything feeds into each other. The strategic plan development, the strategy panels, and then the operational plan and the budget and the timelines of where we are right now in order to have everything prepared and ready for adoption next year. And I think with that, I have covered the area I'm supposed to, but I'm happy to be available for questions.
Thank you, Teresa. If I could have the slide jobby thingy. Yeah, the thingy. Thank you. I think that's the technical term for it. Okay, so it's time to talk for you guys to do some talking now. There, as I said at the beginning, we've published a draft vision, and it's on this slide here. Obviously, we're asking for people to comment on it, and I guess it's going to be pretty much to expect people to make salient comments on it today, but we really do encourage everybody to look at it and to let us know, you know, whether they think it is, what needs to change in it, do they think it does what it's supposed to do, does it appropriately outline, taken together with the current mission, does it appropriately outline ICANN's future? I'm happy if anybody does want to make a comment on this right now or ask a question on this right now to do so. Sir, Mr. Oreste. Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Merci. Ça va. Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, I have been involved in the strategic plan for many, many years for other areas, and perhaps with your permission, I could, I would like to share my experience with you. Usually, strategic plans or plan has a long term, which starts at least 3 to 5 years strategy plan. If you limit it to 1 year, it is some sort of the strategy plan from the big plan in that 1 year. Usually we should not talk about a strategy plan of 1 year. A strategy plan talking of the vision. The chapeau is vision. Below that, below the vision, then you have other areas starting for objectives and coming down to the activities and goals and then activities, and after activities you're going output, and you have to connect all of that. In parallel to that, you have the operational plan. Operational plan means to translate or implement whatever you have in the strategy plan into the operational aspects. And as a support of that, you have the financial plan. You call it budget, I call it financial plan, which provide you necessary elements in order to implement that strategy or convert that strategy into the operational plan. And for all of that, when you come to the activities and output, then you have to associate key performance indicator or whatever you said, measurable things that you allow you to do that. In the process, even yearly or every 5 years, you need to have a mechanism in order that you adjust that to cope with the necessary innovations or necessary happening. So I think this is my understanding of that. Whether your strategy plan is 5 years or 4 years, or it is 1 year, but this is my view. And you start from the vision. Vision should be very, very broad. And after that, you come to the specific objectives. And after objectives, you come to the goals. It is a difference whether you put goals first and objectives after, but doesn't matter. But then you come to the activities, and after activities, you need that of the output. And then these are all connected to each other. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Oreste. And may I say how much I personally appreciate having individual GAC members attend meetings like this and provide input as individuals. I think it's an extraordinarily valuable part of the way that ICANN operates. What you've laid out in what you've just said is, in fact, pretty much what we are doing. It's a 5-year strategic plan There will be a yearly operations plan. There will be reviews of the strategic plan, I'm guessing at sort of 12-month intervals. So pretty much everything you've said is what we are intending to do. If I may, I'm going to move us on to the next slide, which is to... Sorry, Matthew, I apologize.
Hi, my name is Matthew Vey. I'm the CEO of AFNIC, which manages .fr, among others. My comment was on the vision. I will abstain from comments on the process so far. There's a very important word on the vision, if we can switch back to the... No, that's okay now. The vision is to be an independent global organization. I think the key here is independence, and that can be discussed. I would personally prefer independent, accountable global organization, and I think accountability is a word that is currently missing in this vision. That was my comment.
Thank you, and you'll put that. You'll make that comment as part of the request for the. You try. Well, it's in the transcript, but thanks, Matthew. Okay, so we're going to move now to looking at the five focus areas with goals. Here's a list of them: evolving ICANN's implementation of the multi-stakeholder approach, developing a world-class public responsibility framework, supporting a healthy, unique identifier ecosystem, striving towards technical and operational excellence, and defining role clarity for ICANN in the internet governance ecosystem. We're going to go through them one at a time. Bertrand is going to do the first one, and at the end of his explanation, we're going to ask you if you have any questions or any comments, then we'll move on to the next one. Bertrand.
Thank you very much, Chris. I suppose there's a slide connecting to this first theme. Again, this is an exercise for input. The only purpose that I have here is to basically highlight, if you didn't have time to delve into the draft document that has been circulated, just to highlight the few building blocks that have been identified so far as potential components of this theme. Five high-level goals that you see now have been identified. I go through them very quickly. The internationalization of ICANN here is dedicated to the linguistic dimension and the capacity to act worldwide. You know that the term internationalization in the context of ICANN is used in very different aspects. Here we're not talking about the other aspect of internationalization. The notion of regional engagement has taken a certain number of dimensions. It's been presented either by Fadi or by Sally regarding the opening up of hubs and the opening up of efforts of regional strategies. The third element is very concise, but as all of you know, they cover a lot of underlying things, and in particular, the impact potentially that the arrival of a lot of new actors due to the new GTLD program can have on both the structures and processes of the organization. So how the supporting organization and advisory committees can or should evolve. The structure of ICANN meetings is an ongoing topic, as you know, and the decision-making processes and policy development mechanisms are also likely to move to adapt to the needs and to be more efficient in due time. The key question that we would like you to contribute to is fundamentally whether there are key objectives that may be missing from this list. Are there priorities among those themes that you would like to see? Some before others? Is the order appropriate? And as the title indicates, one of the difficult elements is to anticipate in something that is strategic what could be concrete outcomes, concrete achievements, and how to measure that we've achieved this or not. Because in most of those headlines, it's very qualitative. So your input at that stage is highly appreciated on how to make this in a way that will facilitate the move towards operational implementation, operating plan. I saw that Marilyn was readying for the mic, so please, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
It's got.
And this is the first time I've taken the microphone in front of a board committee this meeting. I will say how pleased I am to have the opportunity to comment here on the preliminary discussions about the considerations related to the strategic plan, and that, of course, like others, as I have in the past, I'll be working with members of the community to make sure there are written comments. But I want to offer three thoughts right now for consideration of the people in the room, as well as for you. I'm a big fan of the concept of coming to the community, not just expecting the community to come to us. And right now, we're calling that regional strategy, but I would like us to be a little careful about the use of the term regional and to think more about what that implies, since many groupings of countries are not considered a region, and are what we really mean is we are coming, you know, it's just the term regional. I'm not saying change it, but I'm suggesting that we, because our practice to me seems to be much deeper than just regional. So I'm not being critical of the practice. I'm just noting a word that perhaps we want to think about, since I'm going to go on to my second point now. When I helped write much of what went into the documents that led to considerations about launching NewCo, we had a discussion in many of the International Forum on the White Paper meetings about the need for informed decision making, because ICANN has a technical accountability, an operational accountability. And again, I'm not suggesting we change the words, but I want us to think about what we are doing. We're not just trying to spread the word about ICANN as a multi-stakeholder environment. We're trying to build the capacity of participants to participate in an informed way so that they are contributing to the stability of the organization and to the evolution of the organization. Then my final comment about, actually, I have two more comments. One is about evolving ICANN meetings to better support the global community. I'm a little worried that staff and board may be getting ahead of the community on preconceptions about what the meeting structure ought to look like. And there's been a lot of feedback, and some board members I know are new, or some staff are new, and might not be aware of the depth of experience and concerns that exist around how the meetings are used. I know we have a meetings working group. I'm not sure that I can comment at this point until we see the initial drafts, but from a business community perspective, I think we do have concerns about directions that might be taken on meeting on ICANN meetings. My final point is about the fifth bullet.
What does she mean?
Which fortunately is in brackets.
That we are.
I'll repeat a comment I made once before. And I'm really happy to see this outreach on the strategic plan. It's very important to many of us that it's clearly understood that the strategy panels, which might be able to provide innovative thinking, but are not tied very closely to the community, that they are only one input, and that this process remains the primary input. Thank you.
Thank you. Marilyn, may I ask just a precision on the fourth point that you mentioned regarding the evolution of meetings? If I understand correctly, your concern is that the discussion may be started through the meetings working group on a limited set of options rather than a larger set of options? Okay. As far as the articulation of the panels and the strategy, of the strategic plan and the strategy panel, I think this is the understanding of this group and the board and the processes that you're right. This is the main thread and the strategy panels will input. Chris, you want to make a comment?
Thanks, Bertrand. Marilyn, I just want to acknowledge the... I just want to acknowledge the point you made about regions. In fact, I've just come from a meeting strategy working group, and we talked about regions in the context of regional meetings and got very clear that none of us are actually sure what we mean. Do we mean the five ICANN regions? I would argue, for example, that the Pacific is not a region, but it's an area that needs particular work. So we need to be very, very careful, and I completely agree. Thanks.
Yeah, but the Pacific is not a region that you know very well, Chris. I'm sorry. I don't know where you come from. Ray.
Ray Polzak, ICANN board, following behind Marilyn, not in front of her. Going to the bullet that addresses policy development, just about the policy development piece of it, not necessarily the decision-making processes. The policy development processes are the property of the three supporting organizations. It is those supporting organizations that are the ones that define what it is, the policy process that they're going to use to generate policy, because that is what they are supposed to do. And all of those policy processes at some point in time include some action that is supposed to be taken. So the question that I have, and what I would like to have you perhaps expand upon, is what do you mean by evolve the policy development processes to be more inclusive, efficient, and effective, in that they belong to the supporting organizations and not to ICANN as a whole?
Okay. Any other comment? Roloff.
Roloff Meyer. Bertrand, did I understand you correctly if I heard you ask if we could provide comments in writing probably, if we thought this was the right order of priority?
I think if you have comments regarding the orders and how you want to structure those different objectives, yes?
The order of the focus area, is there a specific order already, or is that also...
No.
This is the reason why I was asking this, because it's the current stage.
There is an order, especially in the focus areas, and that the first one, the highest priority, goes to operational excellence. Because it's kind of a precondition for the other ones, I think.
Yeah, you're...
So, you're talking about the overall order of the different slides and the five areas. Okay. It was not inside this one. But does that mean that, that inside this one you would see any particular order or not? Because it's always interesting to see and get the feedback on priorities.
I've been studying it for a long time. I would, for instance, I think the meetings, I think they're probably right about there, and policy development and decision-making processes should probably move up a bit. But
okay.
I'll put that in writing.
Okay. Thank you, Ray, again.
Just a quick... meeting technical comment. I've noticed all day long in this room that the acoustics are horrible and the scribes cannot hear what we're saying. And so comments that were made by Marilyn were indiscernible.
Okay.
Comments made by me were indiscernible. Some comments made by Rolf were off speaker.
Interesting.
So it's unfortunate that comments that are being made by various members of the community are not being recorded.
Nothing you say is ever indiscernible, Ray.
Take good notes, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Mr. Asti.
Do you mean the word for coordination in the main title? This evolving agile implementation of the multi-stakeholder approach is not only for coordination, for many things. So perhaps you don't need to limit it to coordination. Give it general, then you can apply it to many things. Now, I come to the first point. First of all, for me, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't matter what is order of priority, and it's better you do not mention order of priority, because in view of some people, item 3 is the order 1, some other item 2 is the order 1. So, as you have mentioned in a bullet, it's better, because you don't have 1, 2, 3, 5, therefore there is no order of priority, it is the items. Now, my point is the first bullet. Do you mean that you further internationalize ICANN just for multilingual? Or you further internationalize ICANN to be accountable to the multi-stakeholder? That is the main issue that we will discuss at Brazil if we are successful. So we are not just for multilingual. So we are looking for something more than that. And I don't know where the word accountability appears somewhere. This is the key word. If you miss that, that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you. For the scribe, it was Mr. Arste speaking. Any other comment on this slide? If that's not the case, it's maybe the right moment to move to the next one. I'll just finish by raising a question. In the policy development and decision-making processes, to be more inclusive, efficient, and effective, is the more necessary, or is it implicitly saying that it is not enough now? So to be fully inclusive, efficient, and effective might be a more positive message. Chris, to you for the next.
Thank you, Shepherd. Bertrand. Pretty simple in the sense that all I need to do is to hand the microphone to Olga.
Thank you, Chris. This next aspect of the strategic planning process has to do with developing a world-class public responsibility framework. So, first of all, what is that? What is this area really about? And let's hark back to the fact that everything that we do at ICANN is for the purpose of serving the public interest. But within that overarching concept comes the special role of how does ICANN dedicate itself, especially program-wise, with goals, with a vision, etc., to make sure that it is taking concerted steps in that direction. After all, every aspect of everyday life today has to do with the internet, economic development, relationship building among peoples. The new cash register of the economy is the internet. The new classroom for the world is the internet. And the world's largest library ever conceived is the internet. So in light of that reality, it's fairly easy to see that everything and anything that we touch within the ICANN community that has to do with the internet has some impact on public responsibility. To give you some better notion of what this area is about, let's review some of the things that ICANN already does in this space. And you will recognize immediately things like the fellowship program to bring new leaders into the ICANN community. Capacity building efforts, helping together with our colleagues at ISOC sometimes, helping national and regional communities establish multi-stakeholder processes. and most importantly, the regional strategies that have developed globally to give strength to the internationalization effort. All of these activities within ICANN further the public interest and strengthen ICANN's public responsibility framework. But we are not quite there yet, clearly. We have had some experiments to further enhance this program in simple ways. For example, at the Durban meeting, we reached out to the community and hands-on helped schools to paint, to build infrastructure, to contribute to the community. Here in Buenos Aires, at a session on Thursday morning, we are going to put together leaders within the ICANN community and a senior year university and law students to talk to them about careers in the space, about how they might envision themselves as professionals and entrepreneurs in the internet space. And those are just some examples of how this area can and needs to grow in very important ways. So as we approach this part of the strategy building process, we need to think about in what direction should we grow? What should our goals be? How can we measure those goals? And so it's in that participation that we can really improve and augment ICANN's commitment to public responsibility. And we welcome your questions.
Hello, Rinalia Abdurrahim. This is a personal opinion. I think it's great that we have an objective or focus on developing a world-class public responsibility framework. I don't see a framework there, as you say, and I acknowledge that it is a work in progress. What is curious to me is that this aspect of objective is skewed towards capacity building. And I have no problems with capacity building, and I support it very much. But to me, public responsibility, where ICANN is concerned, that's where accountability comes in, where operational excellence comes in as well. It could be sort of like a meta objective. That's just my comment. So like, it's always I struggle with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rinalia. That is a good comment in that this area really points out that the area still needs further work, further augmentation, and new ideas. And it's not necessarily the intent that everything shall be defined in terms of capacity building. So that's a good point. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi there, Chris Chaplin from endlessday.com. When I read the document, sort of for the first or second time, and looking at the focus areas, you tend to, yes, that's sensible, and nod. And then, rather like the budget, relative information is more meaningful than absolute information. So I look back at where we were with the previous strategic plan document, which is in the one page, with four strategic focus areas. So we've gone from four to five. But of course, they're very different. And I'm just wondering, is there a red line or is there something to get us how we got from A to B? Just sort of help me understand that. It's a general question. It's not specific to your section, sorry.
So I had done, were you here at the beginning where I showed where we had outlined the process? We'd started from scratch on this one. Is your question whether it's possible to provide a comparison mechanism where we are on this one to where that one was? I can't see what you're showing.
Yes, sorry. So. It was the one-page strategic document that we used to have with the four focused areas that were DNS stability and security, competition, consumer trust, core operations, including IANA, and a healthy internet governance ecosystem. So how those four have translated to the five in the current document.
That's right. Is Denise here? Could you just give us a very brief overview, Denise, of we've gone from a one page laminated four things, a strategic plan, which I think from memory was a year's worth or two, I can't remember, to how have we got to this point? And what Therese has just said is we basically started from scratch, but you need to talk, if you could just very briefly talk us through the process that we've used to get to this point.
Sure. So in April, we started out with the video that posed some interesting questions about the potential challenges and opportunities that ICANN may face over the next several years. And that launched a broad public brainstorming effort to help start a anticipatory conversation with the community. And the intention very much was to start tabula rasa, although we're of course informed by the current activities and the past strategic plans. But the intention here was to take a step back and really rethink what ICANN's strategic goals should be now through 2019. So we didn't start out with the current strategic plan, which is more a collection of programs. Rather, we started with a broad brainstorming effort and then winnowed it down.
Yes, Mathieu Veil again. For once, I would like to say I'm very pleased with what I see in this focus area for a very single reason. It's focused. And I've been quite vocal several times and gave hard time to Denise or others in the ICANN team about not being focused enough. And I'm very pleased that I see this as the ICANN corporate social responsibility framework. And there could have been many dimensions. And engaging into too many at a time would have led ICANN to doing nothing efficient. And by focusing it on inclusion and capacity building, I think this is relevant for ICANN strategy and achievable. And that is a good point. And don't diversify it too much. Stay focused on those lines. And I think it's addressing a key issue which is within ICANN's interest and in the public interest as well.
Christina Rosette, I actually have to respectfully disagree with the previous speaker and agree with the first. My immediate reaction when I saw this slide was that certainly the capacity building is part of the public responsibility, but I think it does in fact need to be broader to include the public interest accountability and transparency obligations. And also I would just note that one point to perhaps be cognizant of going forward is to avoid the external perception that anything that's not specifically included is automatically excluded. I would actually go a little bit farther with regard to the public responsibility in terms of accountability and transparency. And there's some of it, I think, with regard to the technical and operational excellence, but I think somewhere, and perhaps it's here, there needs to be a greater emphasis on kind of clarity and clarity and greater cohesiveness of the budget process, because I think that has implications both internally and externally, in the sense that, for example, speaking specifically to capacity building, one of the single biggest budget items for last year was for capacity building and engagement, but there was no detail. And we were told, the community was told, well, after the budget is approved, you'll get the detail. I don't know that we ever got the detail. There are a lot of people who are not in this room, have never come to an ICANN meeting, will never come to an ICANN meeting, but are fully aware of how much money, for example, ICANN took in through, for example, new GTLD applications. So I think it's important that at some point, in some aspect of the strategic plan, that there really is a focus on the budgeting, the financial planning, the financial accountability and responsibility.
Let me, if I can, comment on that excellent point. Just first of all, if you look at the last bullet, it says considered additions or changes from the community and strategy panels as appropriate. So while capacity building seems to have been an immediate area of focus, I'm sure that there are going to be other additional excellent suggestions. Now, that said, it's very important in
É muito importante, em qualquer processo de planejamento, ter em conta a necessidade de permanecer.
Exactly what is the objective, define it as concretely as possible, and suggest metrics. So that is all part of the effort.
Paul Toomey, and my apologies to the board and to Denise and others that I didn't respond to the April documentation. I just wanted to raise one thing I think you're going to be facing in the next 12 to 24 months that might challenge you on this definition of what is your public responsibility. We're going to have the TIP agreement in the Pacific become public, more public, in the next several months, in which there are already accusations that the intellectual property community of one country is pushing for an extension way beyond what present rules are on intellectual property. It's just an observation. We will see the same thing in the transatlantic trade negotiations. Sitting behind that will be how, invariably will be forces saying how the domain name system and IP addressing system should be used for the enforcement of their concerns under trade agreements. I would just flag as one of the things that potentially you may want to start thinking about is not just from the position of ICANN, but potentially in the supporting organisations and elsewhere, are people going to have a view on whether the present system is the right system or whether there should be some other system? So again, what is your public responsibility when these sort of issues emerge? I just don't see a home for that discussion at the moment, so I wanted to raise it.
Okay. Mark Carvell, United Kingdom Government, representative on the GAC. I think this is a very good start. A couple of points immediately come to mind. You might want to reference specifically internet communities in small island states, rather than focus solely on developing countries in terms of capacity building. My other point is that you rightly underline participation in process, but what about opportunities created by the evolution of the domain name system? I'm thinking drawing on the experience of the first new DTLDs round, the limited involvement of large numbers of stakeholder communities across the world, developing countries. That is an issue that has to be addressed with future rounds, and so you might want to specify that as well. Understand, participate, and engage in the opportunities. Thank you. Hope that's helpful.
I'm going to close, just so that we make sure we get through the rest of the slides, I'm going to close the line after the remote participation thing. So, Mr. Oreste, you're next, and then we've got an online comment. Thank you.
Excuse me, I have a just question. What do you mean by word class? Is there any particular class associated with the word? Can't you replace it by some other term rather than word class? This is something for further reflection. And when you coming to understand and participate, in order not to be offensive, perhaps you could say them to better understand. Doesn't say that they don't understand at all. To better understand and further participate in the ICANN process and so on and so forth. Coming to the important point when you say faced by developing country, yes. I can tell that in some organization, developing country means all class of developing country and least developed country. If you do not have that expression, perhaps you should mention developing and least developed country to also address them, the issue. Coming to the regional, I think perhaps in that bullet, engage in capacity building, I suggest to consider at various levels, including regional and sub-regional, because the region is not defined. We don't know what is a region. Various organizations, various people have different understanding of the region. So in fact, it's better you set at various level, including regional, sub-regional, and so on. So that is something. And the last bullet, I think perhaps you mean consider additions, but not considered addition, because you're starting everywhere, support, address, engage, and the last one was considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariste. I think those are all excellent refinements that you share. On world class, I have to say, I had a little trouble with that world myself. What is that mean exactly? So I think we may need to find something that's more globally understandable. It's a bit of a colloquialism.
Hi, Leo Vigoda from ICANN staff with two comments on the remote participation. The first is a comment from Guest 1000 who notes that the one-page laminated sheet referred to by Chris Chaplow was a convenient summary of the strategic plan, and the full plan is available on the ICANN website. The other is a question from Marcelo Saldana. How can ICANN help develop or influence policy of internet governance on networks of last mile, since programs like digital cities, smart cities, and community networks begin to be developed as a way of expanding access to the internet?
It's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's time for focus area number three. And for that, I'm going to pass it over to Ram Mohan and change the slide.
Thank you very much. Focus area three is supporting a healthy, unique identifier system. So in this is obviously an area that ICANN has to excel, has to do not just a good job, but has to be seen as an organization that is excellent. And many of you are already aware of actions that ICANN has taken and activities that ICANN is engaged in right now. There is interaction and coordination with the various address systems, organizations. ICANN has conducted over the years security, stability, and resiliency workshops, CCTLDs, and ICANN have worked together to build more capacity. There have been tutorials on important technology areas such as DNSSEC and IPv6. And there has also been a clear focus on working with governments and law enforcement agencies, for instance, to work on coordinated responses to threats to the unique identifier system. Having said all of this, there are a few significant changes that are happening on the internet today. One of the major things that is happening is that more and more access to the internet is coming from mobile devices. This is certainly a truism in developing countries, but it's becoming true almost everywhere. There are reports that in some cases 60% of all access to the internet is from mobile devices. Now that changes several assumptions about how the unique identifier system works and how it should respond to requests from those devices. There are also other changes happening. There is what's commonly called the Internet of Things, where many, many things all around objects that we're used to have identifiers associated with them and communications that go back and forth. And that also changes interaction. So the human-computer interface, if you will, is being changed significantly. And not to forget the new GTLD process and the panoply of new TLDs that are about to get exposed and get delegated on the internet. That changes the ecosystem, but it also potentially changes how the domain name system and the unique identifier system is going to work. And this growing and evolving industry is operating within this changing landscape, and the pace of innovation is torrid. So ICANN intends to engage stakeholders to help support and plan for the industry's evolution, and also to empower a global and responsible industry that fosters growth and innovation. So in that area, you'll find there are several bullets that are listed here. I will not go through each one of them, but I will say that the fundamental goal and the strategic direction for ICANN is to work on each of these areas so that there is a clear plan and a clear strategy that is then followed through with objectives and plans to address both the evolving changes to the identifier ecosystem as well as the challenges that are likely to come through because of these changes that occur. Questions? Comments?
First of all, in two bullets you used, develop technology. I don't think that technology, you can develop technology. You can develop a technique in this particular case. You can have a technique of roadmap, but you cannot develop technology for that. So you need to consider the possibility to replace technology by technique. And then the bullet starting coordinate a responsible opening of the DNS. I don't understand the meaning of that. Responsible opening of the DNS. Perhaps you meant something else and you have to look at that one to see. And in the first bullet is good, but you repeating the superior into the inferior. That in the superior part you have a secure, stable, and resilient. And then again, including stable, secure. So you two times repeated the same thing. So you have to either look at different things or you don't need to repeat that. Thank you.
Perhaps I can respond to each of these. On the first bullet, I think the differentiation is that the trusted operation of the DNS is a component of the identifier ecosystem. So having a stable, secure, and trusted DNS operation, which is within the remit of ICANN, is essential to ensuring that there is a secure, stable, and resilient identifier ecosystem, which is potentially beyond just the DNS. For the comment on a technique to develop a roadmap, I think the intent, and perhaps it's the semantics, but I think the intent here is technology roadmap. You could substitute that with a plan. Because that's what's really meant. What are goalposts? What are milestones? To ensure that as the domain name system is changing, that we have a clear roadmap for them. That's the intent. And coordinate a responsible opening of the DNS for creative disruption and innovation. I won't hazard a guess as to what exactly it's meant, but let me give you my personal opinion. One of the principles that we have gone with for a long time is to keep the core of the internet stable, to keep the core of the internet secure. But at the core, we're introducing changes. And in my perspective, one of the strategic imperatives for ICANN is to ensure that as the core of the internet is being looked at and is being touched, to ensure that disruption and innovation doesn't result in disruption of that core. So that's the intent. I take your point that it could perhaps be worded differently. Other comments?
I have a short comment. My name is Marilyn Kay, but I also want to point something out to all of you. There have been a number of errors in the transcript, And sometimes the word, a word gets missed, or a sentence gets missed, or a line gets missed. So for those of you who are speaking, particularly about something as serious as what you just said, could I ask you to look at what you said in the transcript? There's been a couple of times I've observed when the speaker said a knot got left out or something like that. So just a quick note on that. My comment is actually, though, a little more substantive. And again, it's not a, and I will include this in my written comments. In order to ensure that the core stays secure, reliable, predictable, we also have to understand, and I think you were saying this, but I want to just restate it for more layman purposes. We also have to understand that ICANN is creating extensive negative externalities that affect those who actually build and run the internet. And that's not, and registries and registrars do not build or run the internet. ISPs, connectivity providers, et cetera, et cetera. As we create more negative externalities, we have to also assume responsibility for how the parties who are affected can adjust to those. And I will give a specific example without going into detail. The negative externalities that we created in the new GTLD program included the impact which led to the creation of the Trademark Clearinghouse. Another negative externality that we've created are name collisions. We're addressing it. So I'm not saying we're not doing it. I just want to point out that that actually affects our strategic plan and who we go to. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Chuck Gomes from VeriSign. When I look at bullet number 2, I see mission creep. What is meant by other identifiers? ICANN's mission is quite clear in terms of names and numbers. So either that means more, maybe doesn't mean as much as I'm assuming, or it's suspecting that ICANN's going to expand its mission.
Well, I don't think the... There is a conspiracy to expand, but it is really focused on the mission that is quite well defined. Denise, did you want to speak to those words?
Well, maybe I can refer to the bylaws, which refer to internet unique identifiers. It's there. It's in our bylaws. It's part of our mission. It's not restricted to names.
So I think in recalling some of the conversation around this, and I see that it can be certainly worded better, but part of what we were trying to capture was the discussion in the community about ICANN planning how future changes in use of unique identifiers, perhaps additional ones, impacts ICANN, financial base, participation, and other elements of the organization. So it was very much for elements outside of ICANN's mission and remit, how will changes in those areas impact the fundamentals of ICANN?
Thank you, Denise. We need to move on, so briefly, please, Ray.
Do I have the mic? Ray Polzak, ICANN board. The second bullet that Chuck was referring to actually point out a drafting bias, if you will, in a word selection bias, in that it's tending towards to do what we always do, is to think about only the GNSO and not think about the other organizations that happen to be around, like the CCNSO and the ASO. Because when I saw that statement, I clearly said, okay, plan for emerging changes in the use of domain names. Okay, that's a GNSO. And oh, by the way, other identifiers, to me that was the ASO, IP numbers and AS numbers. And so I think all the way through here, we need to go back and take out this language bias and move it into the direction of ICANN and away from the GNSO.
Thanks, Ray, and thanks, Ram. Number four is Roloff's favourite topic, and mine actually, striving towards technical and operational excellence. And it falls to me to take us through that one. So the focus area is striving towards technical and operational excellence. The internet is a very fast changing environment, and the outside world, the world outside of the internet, also changes, and for those reasons ICANN needs to change as well. But we don't want to change why we do what we do. We're not going to change what we do, but we're to respond to the many and varied external forces, we must continue to perfect how we do what we do, which is striving towards technical and operational excellence. So we're seeking to have our organization mature, to improve the skill set, processes and technology through which we operate to deliver services to the ICANN community. And we seek to develop a greater ability to meet the speed and scale of innovation happening around us and deliver with excellence in everything that we do. And those bullet points are an attempt to specifically say what it is that we seek to do under the heading of striving towards technical and operational excellence. I'm not going to read them, but I'd be happy to hear comment and input and answer any questions. Matthew.
I echo Roloff's comment earlier that this should definitely be ICANN's number one priority.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it basically underlies everything else that you're doing.
Absolutely.
And when I read these bullet points, what I see is what's missing. And I think that would be useful for ICANN. The first thing is there's very little about people at ICANN, the ICANN staff, and the change that they have to undertake. ICANN is growing at a very fast pace right now in terms of staff. And you say there's a culture of knowledge and expertise. I would disagree with that, that this should be the goal. The goal should be a culture of facilitation, of accountability, and achieving results. Expertise and knowledge is what ICANN, in my opinion, was about at the beginning, because you needed experts. Today, in many fields, in policy, in engagement outside of ICANN, in international engagement as well, that is no longer what is really needed. So I would encourage to change the second bullet into defining what the culture of ICANN should be in the future and having the leadership to transform the culture of the organization into this. So that's my first point. The second missing point here is about, I think Fadi said earlier that excellence is about people, systems, and processes. And you need processes for managing the GTLDs at the scale of the number of GTLDs. You need processes. And you need to manage with a tool, with a whatever management system you choose, and to implement the basic capabilities for an organization like problem solving, process management, and take them one by one. I'm not saying every one of them should be there, but at least we should see a movement in that direction. Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you. One point that I missed and I submitted for your consideration. In the last bullet, whether you maintain it or not, I think you need to replace additions or changes by comments. Because sometimes you may receive comments, it may not be addition nor changes, but there are comments and they are valid comments. And more general, that is it. I think the fourth bullet, budget is not financial plan. Budget is income and expenditure. Perhaps you should replace that by financial plan. And usually in the entire world, you have a linkage between the strategic plan, operational plan, and financial plan, but not budget. So you should slightly modify that to better cover. Then the I don't understand, create role clarity for the board? What does it mean? Create role clarity for the board? Staff?
Do you want me to...
What do you mean by that?
I can answer that if you'd like me to. I think what we mean is to get clear about the various roles undertaken by the board, the staff and the stakeholders within the ICANN structure and within the multi-stakeholder model, to get clear about the responsibilities of the stakeholders, to have clarity rather about the responsibility of the stakeholders, the board and the staff.
Let me tell you what my difficulty is. If you say create role and clarity, means that currently they don't have any role, they don't have any clarity. Now you want to create that. That is the problem. So you have a role now, the ICANN. And you have a clarity, but you want to improve that. You want to foster that. You have to enhance that, but not think that create. That means they have no role today and no clarity today, and you want to create that. So this is the way I see. And the first one I don't understand. Improve the technical sophistication of ICANN staff. That means ICANN staff, currently they have sophistications, and you want to improve that. ICANN staff, they have technical, and you want to improve that. Technical capacity, technical capability, technical knowledge, sophistication doesn't go here. You have to modify that. Thank you.
Leo.
Hi, Leo Vigoda from ICANN staff with a comment from Rohit Thomas. It is important to include the strategic goal of mitigation of risk. Changes introduced by ICANN introduce risk, and it is important to ensure that these risks are properly accounted for. In fact, I think that a completely new bullet is needed to introduce the concept of enterprise risk management to ensure that operational and technical excellence is managed and maintained in a sustainable manner.
Thank you. Actually, an extremely good point about risk. Something we've spent a bit of time talking about. Rolf, I'll make yours the last, and then we'll move on to the finals. And Xavier. Yeah.
Could you explain why at the first bullet point, and I think also in the second, you add stakeholders and the community? Because I would think that is something that you would put where you have your outreach or your internationalization or the improvement of your multi-stakeholder processes. But this is about ICANN's operational excellence. And if you include in that task that you want to increase the technical sophistication of stakeholders.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's a separate point that should be in a separate section. Yeah, thanks. And Xavier
Calvez, ICANN CFO. Quick comment on the second to last bullet point. As we have so many discussions happening on an ongoing basis over the past few weeks, the language that is here is already becoming a little bit old, and what we are trying to look at now is at one planning process that has different phases within it, rather than different processes that need to be linked together. If you have one process, you don't need to link the parts together. They need to flow logically together in the development of the strategy that's supported by a plan, that is implemented through an operating plan, measured through the correct annual budget, is the planning process. And we're going to move the vocabulary in the description of this process towards that notion rather than what we...
Thanks, Xavier. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to the fifth one, and fifth and final, in fact. And that's yours, Bill.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks very much, Chris. So focus area 5 is defining role clarity for ICANN in the internet governance ecosystem. Obviously, we've had quite a bit of discussion already on the topic of internet governance and peripherally around the ecosystem today, so I hope that stimulated your thinking in this area. role clarity is a key challenge for the internet governance ecosystem, as because both the internet and the global geopolitical landscapes are constantly changing. ICANN needs to be very assiduous in defining role clarity for itself. We strive to clarify the linkages and frameworks that underlie ICANN's responsibilities in the current internet ecosystem. That's basic to determining our structure and our functioning. We commit to developing ways to maintain and enhance ICANN's stewardship in an evolving ecosystem. We also pledge to cultivate thought leadership on ways in which ICANN can serve this complex set of internet constituencies. As the word ecosystem suggests, we know there are an array of other organizations and entities involved in internet governance, and each one has its own responsibilities. So by extension to this effort within ICANN itself, we're committing ourselves to contributing to creating greater role clarity for the entire internet governance system. We see opportunities for the ecosystem to be stronger together through cooperation and coordination. So there are 9 points here that drill down on what we see ICANN doing as at the strategic level, and I'd invite your comments and questions on this. Thanks.
I'm conscious that there are a lot of bullet points, that this is a complicated area, that we've talked about it a lot, and that we're running out of time. So if I could encourage brevity, that would be appreciated. Chuck.
Okay. First of all, I support this objective, and that's mainly what I wanted to say. In fact, I think we have a live illustration in front of us in terms of what's been going on in the last few months, that if this had been a strategic objective already, and I'm not saying we should have foreseen it, I don't think I could have, okay? Then it gives the CEO and staff the basis upon which to reach out, like has been done. So this is, in my opinion, a wise objective. Thanks.
I would be very brief. Where is the accountability here in this very important part of the strategy? Thank you.
Good question. Rolf?
Rudolf Meyer, just a suggestion to change the title of this area, because defining role clarity shouldn't take 5 years, I think. And if I look at what is at the bullet points, there are quite a lot of
yes.
things that will take 5 years. So
yeah.
The title doesn't cover.
We've now got clear that the term role clarity is unclear, and it's also the wrong term, and so is the defining. So yeah, absolutely. Bertrand.
Unless there's other comments. I just feel that the level of detail in the different bullet points is probably a little bit too low regarding the strategic orientations. Some of the bullet points are getting to the level of almost implementation already, and so it's probably interesting to...
I think that's right. I think I agree. Okay. So... those are the five, and we've talked about the vision, the mission, and the focus areas. What we really need you to do... Oops. Maybe that is the last one. Okay. So, we'd like you to keep sharing your ideas. We've the public comment stuff is open through January, Denise, is that right? So it's open through January, so there's plenty of opportunity to provide us with input, we'll have a proposed vision and 5-year strategic plan scheduled for public comment in February and March, which of course includes the meeting in Singapore. Comments will be considered and the draft finalized for April. And then the plan itself will be the foundation for the financial plan and annual operating plans and budgets, or whatever we decide to call them. So thank you very much indeed, everybody. Please do continue to Yes, sir.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Perhaps someone else didn't listen. Where is the risk management and risk management mitigation? It should be somewhere here.
Yes.
In this. If you have taken up that, thank you very much.
Thank you, and yes, the point has been made and well taken. We appreciate that. So please rest assured that we are going to carefully consider all the comments. Please rest assured that comments from the strategy panels will be considered and commented on by the community. It's not an intention to simply slip strategy panel stuff straight into the strategic plan. Thank you very, very much indeed, everybody, for coming, and we'll see you all tomorrow morning. Thank you.